There are many towns in the western U.S. that had rough and tumble beginnings. They are places where it was sometimes difficult to determine exactly who was in charge of peace and justice. So it shouldn't be surprising that one town went so far as to send out invitations to a hanging. Who received an invitation may just surprise you on this edition of the American Countryside. Depending on where you live, you may have seed in the ground or you're still waiting on the weather to clear. Maybe you've made most of your seed decisions, but you're looking to switch some acres from corn to beans or vice versa. Perhaps you just want to try some new and highly productive genetics on your farm. You've been hearing me talk about Wilcross soybeans and Agrigold corn for some time now, brands we've used for many years. Randy Baker and his team from Wilcross have heard from many of you, and they're still crisscrossing the Midwest, helping longtime customers and meeting new ones. Randy and the crew follow these beans from start to finish and regularly meet with processors and buyers both here and overseas. Whether it's conventional or GMO beans, give Randy a call at 660-483-0390. That's 660-483-0390. For corn growers, remember that Agrigold is the corn specialist. Check out their giant hybrids that are winning yield trials at Agrigold.com. Wilcross and Agrigold are a winning combination on your acres. Contact your local Wilcross or Agrigold dealer and always remember to follow all label directions. Holbrook, Arizona was established in 1881, mostly as a trading post for the cattle ranchers of the Eastern Arizona Territory.
It was really rough and tumble. It was known as the town that was too rough for women and churches.
Emily Wheeler says it was hard to separate the law and the lawlessness in the early days.
It was more of the, we're going to shoot them before they shoot us law. We've had quite a few historic shootouts in Holbrook. We actually have a street that's called the Bucket of Blood.
The street received the name because of the large amount of bloodshed there. Criminals were brought to justice, though. In 1899, George Smiley was convicted to hang for the murder of a railroad paymaster. The county sheriff was required to invite a dozen reputable citizens as witnesses. The sheriff, though, took the invitation business a bit further than most.
He sent out an invitation to a hanging, and he sent it back east to President McKinley at the time. McKinley sent it back saying that this was inhumane and these things should not go out.
The invitation read in part, "You are cordially invited to attend the hanging of one George Smiley. Latest methods will be employed and everything possible will be done to make the proceedings cheerful and the execution a success." It was sent to many people, including the president.
We are probably one of the few towns that sent out an invitation to someone's death. But at the time frame, the invitation states that you should act humanely and kind while this event is going on. So there was some protocol if you were to come to the hanging.
But Holbrook has grown into much more than a Wild West town. And next time, we'll explore its unique present and future as we travel the countryside in Holbrook, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCrae.